Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And off we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Just remind everybody that the Memorial Day sale is on at Guns.com. There is more stuff on sale right now than I can mention. 10% off, and this is on special, and that's cut in half. You need to go to Guns.com and just look for their sale page, Memorial Day sale. Go check that out. Joining me now from deep in the heart of Florida, which is where I think everybody should live now. I think all of us should live in Florida. Is the head of Combat Speed LLC. His name is Super Dave Harrington. Yo.
How's it going, Mr. Bill?
It's going. Today was the first day of the rest of my life, I guess you could say. Today I am back in the martial arts officially.
Okay.
And I'm changing my name to either Deep Heating Rub or Ben Gay. Because I can tell you what, I am slathered in it right now. But that's fine. I didn't expect it to be easy.
Well, sore is one thing, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to be careful, man. You don't want to tear anything up and not know it.
Thankfully, this is a school up here where the instructor is older than me, older than us, so to speak. And at the same time, he has a stable. His son is like the seventh ranked in his weight class in the UFC in the world.
Right.
So it's an interesting mashup between what would be called a traditional martial art and the newer realization of what martial arts can be. So it's quite interesting. So when I strode out onto the mat, he told me, when we start doing something you can't do, then you stretch. And he's aware of what I'm, you know, he's aware of some of my baggage, and he's good with it. We got a goal. I want to make the goal. I'm not going to make the goal if I tear something up. So I'm going to be taking care of it. But at the same time, I began to think along with this. Now, for you, see, if nobody's seen a recent picture of Super Dave, Super Dave looks like a out-of-work linebacker. And I mean that in the best way.
Right. Well, I didn't have a chance to tell you what happened. I mean, it happened today. I mean.
Let's go ahead and do that before I launch into this. Tell me what happened today.
Okay. Well, I went to my cardiac doc expecting good news. Got hammered. No good news and nothing new other than a new doctor, another electrocardio specialist guy.
Right.
And, so I'm either looking at an ablation or pacemaker because they can't get the, evidently the AFib is going to keep it going. And,
now, I got a question because I don't know. I don't. What is an ablation?
Well, they go in and identify the active nerves that don't need to be active and zap them, laze them, so that, you know, they disconnect that node so your heart goes normal. But, dude, big Gus, the fact of the matter is, I guess the option, well, the chest monitor thing I did for a week had recorded my heart stop for 3.6 seconds in my sleep, and that freaked them out. really got me, you know, front loaded with this electrocardio guy, and we'll see what happens. But right now, I just got off the phone with him earlier, and because I asked him, you know, by the way, you didn't say what I could or couldn't do. And he said, just don't overexert yourself, you know, you know, you can do chores around the house and stuff like that, but if you feel like you're getting, you know, overexerted, you are. You probably already did too much if you're thinking it.
But, well, so what does that mean? I mean, he knows what you do for a living, yeah?
Well, I postpone, yeah, but I got to do that within the realm of common sense, bro. I really do.
Actually, but, I think that's doable, though. I actually think that is doable.
Yeah, but there's some things I can really get into that I need to remember. I'm not 40 anymore, you know. It's hard for me, man. You know, you don't just turn it off.
Well, I mean, I don't think any differently today than the day I got promoted sergeant in 1987. The way I think about myself, some of the things that they were asking me to do today in the class, right, I remember how to do them. I remember how to have my foot shaped and how to lean back and where to.
I know you did it mentally, but physically it's not there, dude.
I know. But, I mean, the thing is, and both of us are facing this now at various levels, we have to figure out a way to come to peace with the new normal and to make it work.
Whoa, bro. I'm not digging on anything new normal. Well, my heart situation being what it is, it needs to be fixed, period. I'm not accepting a new normal.
Well, I mean, the ablation sounds like the better deal to me.
I don't know what all's involved. I mean, it could be as simple as, you know, zap it to stop me and then restart me.
Right.
You know, just like you do a computer. I mean, hit the go button.
Well, that's what they do. That's what they do with your heart when you're in open heart surgery. They turn it off.
Right.
Once you get past a weird feeling of that, because here's the thing to think about that when this happens, just so you'll know, right? Mm-hmm. So you're used to, your heart beats and has been beating in your chest for 61 years without missing a lick, right?
Right.
When they turn it off and turn it back on again, it will still be beating again without missing a tick, except it won't be beating in the same place where it was before. And then you'll be aware of that.
Right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. But I mean,
right now I'd settle for anything, man, less being made to feel like I could drop dead at any second.
Well, I mean, is that what they said? If they don't have,
kind of like nobody wants to talk about it, you know? I'm like,
okay.
I asked them point blank, you know?
Okay.
Dude, am I like going to have a heart attack or what?
I'll tell you how you know when you might drop dead. When I had my heart attack, they doped me up for 3 days because it took 3 days to get the theater open to do the open heart surgery on me they were going to have to do. They kept me doped up and would not let me out of the bed. They wouldn't let me wake up. I was aware of certain things. But it wasn't like a regular day for me. For those 3 days, as a matter of, I slept through all kinds of crazy things, waiting for 3 days. When your heart is in that much duress, they'll put you on your back, and they'll make sure that you don't have to worry about any duress because they're going to keep you in a controlled state. So, right now, I would have to think that I don't think you're anywhere near gone. But you got to remember one thing, Dave.
Right.
I slept through all of medical school. But like I'm saying, I don't think they would let you be. You wouldn't be walking around right now. I'm going to ask you about this when we get back. But first, let's coming up on the first break. Super Dave, you can follow Super Dave at SDave_Harrington on Instagram, which is, you see every part of his life on Instagram. You can follow him on Facebook at Dave Harrington, where you might get serenaded with a nice little video guitar riff. His commercial page is Super Dave Harrington. His YouTube page is Super Dave Harrington as well, YouTube channel. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington, confronting or discussing. I wish I could help him confront it, but discussing his confrontation he has right now with cardiac issues. Now, like I said, I do believe that you could still do what you do. With a slight adjustment.
Excuse me. Oh, yeah, I'm going to just do whatever the next best thing is and drive on, man.
Yeah.
I don't have a choice. You know, I'm still above ground pulling air, so why not?
Yeah, I, you know, one of the things I was thinking about was with this martial arts thing that I'm in now is that I've always known that there would might be instances where if I had to use a gun in self-defense, probably somebody's going to be trying to get hold of me when that kicks off.
Right.
And why I have never done anything about that, you know, I've discussed it with you, I've discussed that creation of space and all this other thing, but I've never sat back and actually started doing something with that, and I was discussing that with Thompson today, and he agreed with me, and it's actually, because he carries a gun, he's a gun guy, yeah.
Right.
So, he gets what I'm trying to say, and why I'm trying to say it, but the thing is, and I think this is just sadly true for all of us, as we age, we do have to adjust. And it's only when you're silly like me and you think you can take, what, let me see, 1979.
Yeah, but when you say adjust, you leave that hanging like it's a big thing. What are you talking about exactly?
Well, I mean, I can still actually throw a sidekick. But I can't throw a sidekick armpit high. I can't throw it knee high.
Right.
So I can still incorporate a sidekick.
Well, you wouldn't want to throw it armpit high anyway, man, unless you had no choice.
Well, I mean,
I never kicked higher than the waist if I didn't have to. Unless somebody just left their head wide open.
Well, I mean, the thing with that is that I always thought that if you... Well, I mean, it's like you. You train to take really long shots, and that makes your actual distant shots that you would probably actually come across in a combat in a self-defense situation. Because you've trained to extremes, that makes the real world a little easier. You're still going to have a whole lot of things happening at one time, but if you train,
you're conditioned
past,
for it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
You're conditioned for it.
So, and I mean, hey, for all I know, I may actually rediscover a little bit of flexibility and a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I have a goal with this, and it's 14 months away starting today. And we'll see where it goes. But I think that we all have to do a little bit of adjusting with time.
What do you mean 14 months? What's the timeline? Did I miss something?
No. So when I went to, I'm not dying in 14 months, if that's what you think. When I went to a reunion of a bunch of old karate buddies from the 70s, and
right.
of all
I
of
remember,
them there.
I remember that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm the only one that didn't make black belt in that system.
Okay.
That was there.
And that's
the
goal.
I'm giving myself 14 months to recapture enough of it. And they're going to adjust my test.
Wow. Very cool.
Well, I mean, I was talking to some of the guys that are there, and I mean, some of the instructors that are there, they're like, well, you know, you're going to be 62 years old when you take this test. I mean, you're not going to have to do what a 20-year-old has to do, right? By no stretch of the imagination, but being a black belt is not so much.
You're just willing to grade it on a curve, that's all.
Right. Right, exactly.
And that's fine.
Yeah. So
the only curve there is the age curve.
Yep. But I'm very hopeful they find a solution for you, because I can tell it's sort of gnawing on your thought process, isn't it?
What is?
The idea of what may be happening on your ticker.
No, dude, I know what's happening. I've run my body incredibly hard, abused it.
Yeah.
All these years, and that's why I'm 61 and my heart's in the shape it is. You know, the docs, he's like, dude, you should not, you're only 61. You shouldn't be having this problem. And I'm like, dude, trust me, bro. I've run myself pretty ragged over the years. And it's not, it's only been in the last 10 or 15 years I've been able to keep up, you know, with the injury surgeries and recoveries.
Right.
And I just see this as another extension, you know. had to remind him again, you know, hey, it's not necessarily, I mean, it's all about my heart right now, but don't forget about my shoulder. You know?
Right, right.
My shoulder dollars. But what kind of gun stuff you got for me, man? Give me some gun stuff.
Some gun stuff. You want to talk some gun stuff? Well, today, when I went in there, I set everything up for off-body carry. I had a Vertex bag, one of those Vertex concealed carry bags.
Right.
And I left it where I could get to it and everything else. And since he's a gun guy, he wanted to know what I was carrying, and I showed it to him, and I let him look at that. And I want to talk about, in today's world, you know, it's one thing to get out there and say, well, I carry in the waistband, or I don't carry at all, which that can be sort of silly. Or I carry outside the waistband, or I don't carry at all. I think that's sort of silly. I think we have to adapt a certain degree of versatility to be able to go along with the situation. And having said that, I want to talk about that as one thing, is how do you I know you have more than one way that you carry a gun. I know that you
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I want to talk about those. And then the other thing I want to talk about is what you think this martial art thing may do for me as a shooter. Because I've never worked both of those at the same time.
Well, I can already tell you.
Don't tell me now. We're coming up on the next break. Let's save that. So we can talk about that next if you like. But,
all right, cool.
But,
that's exciting.
How long
stuff,
is it?
I'll tell you right away.
How long has it been since you did that 48-hour thing with all of those, actual Rangers today?
Funny you bring that up. I just got an email from Robert Sathale, who's the production manager for, United Stories America, something like that.
Right.
I can't remember. It's cool, though. But they're getting ready to do a bunch of press releases and stuff like that and promo the show and release it. But it's been, I would say, it's probably been at least six, seven months ago.
Hold on right there.
Last December we filmed it.
Yeah, hold on right there.
However long that's been.
We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington. You can find him at combatspeed.com. He just got done doing the cadre class where he was teaching people that wish to be instructors. We'll let him bring you up to speed on that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is expected to announce as early as next week it will send to Ukraine long-range rocket systems Kyiv says are necessary to fight off the Russian onslaught in the Donbass region. Texas police are admitting they made a mistake during the elementary school classroom massacre. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Stephen McGraw saying the police decided not to go in because they mistakenly believed it was a barricade situation and there were no students allowed. He says there are still unanswered questions about the timeline that they are investigating.
If the 911 operators were aware that children were alive in that classroom, why weren't officers notified of that? And if that's the case, why didn't they take action?
The mass shooting continued for an hour until a tactical team arrived and shot and killed the suspect. USA Radio News. Texas Democratic State Senator Roland Gutierrez is urging the governor to call a special legislative session following Tuesday's elementary school massacre.
These people deserve to have their children's lives not have been lost in vain.
No word from the governor on that special session. The Fed Reserve is addressing the rumor regarding a digital dollar.
The vice chair of the Federal Reserve says no one should expect to see a digital dollar anytime soon. Lael Brainard made her first appearance before Congress this week since her recent swearing-in. Brainard told the House Financial Services Committee the Fed is still studying the issue and would not move without approval from the White House and Congress. That could add a lot of debate before an authorizing law could be passed and signed. Brainard said it could take up to 5 years to put in place the requisite security and design features. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington, and I'd gotten ready to ask him. So, what do you think the martial art experience is going to do for me as a shooter? And then I had to slow his roll because he was getting ready to tell me. So, tell me if you would be so kind. What's it going to do for me?
Okay, the first thing it's going to do is help quiet your mind down, right? You're going to have to clear your mind, dude, so you can focus up. But a lot of people, they think of that happening in two parts. Oh, well, if I just clear my mind, I'll be able to focus up. Well, it ain't the same thing first. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you're going to have to learn how to quiet your mind down where you can focus. And martial arts is famous for that. You know what I mean? If not, just warp drive ahead. Look at your test for black belt, right?
Right.
You're going to have a time sequence of actions that you're going to have to perform and perform well to standard or fail, right?
Right.
How much more motivation could you provide somebody to want to learn what to do and practice? You know what I mean? How cool is that? So there's your motivation or your justification right there. But, you know, I made a post the other day, dig this. Here's something you might want to think about. Life's balance does not always provide or allow the motivation to practice. So in that moment, you've got to rely on discipline to get you through your workout. You follow me on that?
I do.
And that's exactly what the martial arts is going to do for you in respect to shooting, because the body follows the mind. It can be no other way. And much like, see, what I'm trying to describe happening to you, you're using cheating as a vehicle, and it's a perfect vehicle, no problem. But I just want you to understand that what I'm actually discussing or pointing out applies to any performance-oriented endeavor. If you want to be a captain of a ship, you want to be a sailboat captain, I mean, you name it, man. Whatever it is you want to be, you can be that if you're willing to apply yourself and do the work and understand what the start point is. And, of course, you know, I'll put emphasis on it again in respect to the martial arts. Now, I can only speak or draw on my own experience and background in the martial arts. And that was one of the first things I understood, intuitively understood, that if, and I was already a boxer when I got into Taekwondo specifically to learn kicks so I could then participate under the banner of the Professional Karate Association, the PKA, to kickbox. That's all there was back in the day.
Right.
Or tough man contest, you know, and then you know, the PKA and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, dude, coming back on point, you've got to be able to clear your mind, cut down all the chaff so you can focus on the task at hand and then systematically apply yourself. You know what I mean? You need to be able to sequence a task. You need to be able to have a complete awareness of time and what you are capable of performing within in a given time frame. There's aspects as you apply the martial arts conditioning to the weapons training realm. There are standard operating procedures you're going to have to learn. You're going to have to know how your firearms, you know, function. What are they? What are they? What are they designed for? How do they work? How do they function? How do you function them? There are specific tasks that you need to know in order to service the weapons.
Right.
And I can add infinitum, you know. But if you know all of these things, you know them. And it's you have to practice. You have to and let me say this about practicing. This came up during this last gig, and I realized that, well, you know, after the dude asked me the question about it, I got his point. I was having them practice, and I told them I wanted 15 correct reps and blah, 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 and we're, you know, they're working and working and working. And then this dude asked me, he goes, Dave, what is a correct rep? And I'm like, you tell me, you know, what is a correct rep? You know, it's the only ones you should be counting anyway. But he got the point. Did you get the point?
I get the point.
Still there?
I get the point. I was just thinking about this because I was asked that same question earlier today, and they put the same way.
This. You know what the point is?
What's the
Here's
point?
What I think the point is.
Oh, okay.
The point is, you decide. You, the individual, if it was a correct rep based on what you know, understand, and can apply, but more importantly, are self-aware to the extent that you can self-critique. Will you become able to improve upon where you're at, provided you have established a consistent level of performance? Period. That's how it works.
Right.
Write that down, man. That's a golden nugget right there, dude. That's how it works. You don't change a word. Oh, well, I guess you record stuff nowadays.
I do record it. Cool. I have it. It that is immortalized. Long after you and I are dust, this will still be making the rounds.
Very cool.
You have immortalized your words, Super Dave. But you've done that every other time, so it's not a new thing.
Okay, well, that's I didn't know I had a habit of doing that.
Well, that's why I bring you on, because of this. See, the inner game of shooting, to me, is the one that a lot of people don't explore. And I think you have to explore the inner game of shooting, if only to understand what makes somebody like you or Fisher or Jaeger tick, because you guys raise yourself to such a degree of competency that it's almost, I mean, I've been around certain people where they could, where they were afraid to talk to Steve Fisher.
Why?
And it's, well, I guess fan, you know, starstruck, awestruck, whatever it was. But part of that has to do with the reputation of what is accomplished as far as the skill set.
He has a serious confidence problem.
Well, that may be as well, but I don't know. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. If you're interested in getting with Super Dave, which nothing's ever going to change. As long as he's breathing, he's going to be teaching. Go to combatspeed.com. It may be a work in progress, but it also has information that is poignant to today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How versatile are you when it comes to carry a gun? How many different ways do you carry a gun? And
extremely versatile. But, Mr. Bill, if I may.
Yes.
May I shout out?
Yes.
Someone. Dina Johnson, she was in this last Michigan crew I worked with. She did outstanding, in respect to applying herself. And, I just happen to know she's listening. Just wanted to shout out to her.
I also noticed, you were working with somebody named Christy Bass.
Yes.
And she's friends with me on Facebook. And I mean, when this was coming down, it was like she was dancing with joy that this was happening in her backyard. I guess she hosted it or something. So
yes, she did. She did an outstanding job herself.
Yeah.
I worked with Christy, quite a bit. Yes.
Well, outstanding. And Dina, her name is Dina.
Dina, yes, I believe, Johnson, Dina Johnson.
I'm glad that she listens to you here.
She did really well. I was impressed. I mean, so, straight up, dude, everybody spun out on day one, had to shift gears on day two, and was just hitting the performance curves on day three. It worked out extremely well.
Yeah.
And she was right there leading the pack.
Well, back to the versatility thing.
Okay, dig this. Weather permitting. Now, you know, it gets hot down here. And depending on where you go, what you're doing, you're going to dress accordingly. If I feel, you know, that I can get away with it, I simply carry a... like a little .22 revolver in my pocket. Little straight up .22 long rifle.
Right.
You know, revolver. Easily concealed, not that big of a deal. However, under the best of circumstances, you know, it's a contact weapon.
Right.
So you can expect to, you know, having already given up some ground. One, just even getting it into action, because I don't care how many times you practice it, getting a pistol out of your pocket sucks.
Now then.
Especially when you need it now.
Okay. So, Do you never consider the smaller guns like the Glock 43s, the Sig P365s, guns like that?
In semi-auto, I appreciate you asking, Glock 26.
Okay.
I have a Gen 4 Glock 26 that satisfies all my, you know, subcompact semi-auto requirements. And it's a, it's an absolute tack driver. I've held on. That is the one pistol I have held on beyond all others so far to date, because it is extremely accurate. Pretty cool. Just the way the gun came together. Little G26. And you know what? I think to an extent, the shorter Glocks are inherently more accurate, and I'll explain why. The shorter design and lockups of the smaller Glocks allow for less torque or torsion in the frame as it works, as the gun operates. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
I do.
If you watch G17 in slow mo, you can watch the frame flex.
It's actually sort of alarming, isn't it, to watch that?
Yeah, it's not a feel good. I was like, first time I watched it, I was like, wow, you know, that's a lot to control. You know, you've got to learn how to. That's why it's so important that if you make the decision you want to be good, make a decision on what gun works for you or what gun you're going to make work for you, and learn how to drive that gun extremely well. And, yeah, it's a huge difference. Some of the, you know, this brings up a thought.
Sure.
You just made me, have a thought, bro.
Okay.
Anymore since, I mean, how many Glock copies are out there, right?
Yeah, quite a few nowadays.
The Glock has led by example for quite a while, and it's been copied in one way, shape, form, or another by different companies, right? But if you look at what's happened in the polymer handgun realm, pretty much everything that is coming out recently looks like a Glock, right?
Yeah.
So dig this. How do they operate, though? Do they function like a Glock? And can you do the comparative study on the design of the locking mechanisms and frame flex? And I guarantee you the firearms that you can identify that eliminate frame flex are probably a little easier to run at rapid fire or in rapid fire. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Its accuracy, its speed increase, blah, blah, blah. But that's not why you can do a comparative study like that all day long, but dig this. That's not why I carry Glocks. I carry Glocks because they work. They go bang, and they're almost universal. I should always be able to find Glock something.
Well, that's the thing about, that is the thing about Glock. Glock is, I refer to it as the iPhone of guns. You can just about buy some spare magazines for it at Walgreens. I mean, everybody carries them. Everybody carries a holster for it or something. But the other thing is that in the event of something becoming a really bad incident, if you have to start scavenging a little bit, you're probably going to find stuff to fit your Glock.
Right. Well, I've been working with my one-arm rig. That's going well. I don't believe I described my one-arm rig to you yet. Kind of keeping it under wraps for now. But I'm not going to need it here shortly. I'll be working through July and August coming up. Pennsylvania, Vermont, Connecticut,
right,
New York. Going that route with my buddy Ben DeWalt of OFT, On-Site Firearms Training. He's based out of New York. And I'm looking forward to hopefully getting this heart thing, you know, getting a handle on it, and then getting my shoulder addressed, get my shoulder fixed.
Yep.
But until then, I'm just going to have to suck it up and drive on with what I've got.
Gotcha. Well, hey.
So that's what I'm doing.
Hey, I fully understand that one. I fully get it now. I mean, I've gotten it before, and but today when I went in there, I got it on a whole other level.
Right.
And I'm glad I'm going this route because, you know, it's something that has weighed on my mind since I was a very young man. Yeah.
It's going to look at it like this. Here's another perspective. The transfer of technology. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What manner of functioning in one environment, maybe a completely different environment, but that's cool. But functioning in that manner, in that environment, what you have learned from that environment transfers directly to the gun realm because you still have to be able to follow instructions, sequence a task, multitask, timing, all the timing issues related. I mean, come on, dude. You know what I mean? It's the perfect storm.
Yep. Well, listen, I will be in touch. Plan on doing this again, same bat time, same bat channel next week. And okay. As usual, thank you very much for coming on tonight.
May I ask you something real quick, Mr. Bill?
Absolutely, absolutely.
How often are you going to your martial arts training?
3 days a week.
Awesome, dude. All right, that's all I got, bro.
All right.
Take care.
Talk to you soon. Thank you. Yes, sir. Coming up next, hour number 2 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.